head of the Chamber of Commerce.
What would the Chamber of Commerce say?
The Chamber of Commerce.
The Chamber of Commerce to the block.
Courtesy of girls of the Chamber of Commerce.
That's not plural, though. It's a girl of the Chamber of Commerce. Or lady. Or woman. Yep. Which one would you... I mean, are you a miss or a missus?
I'm a miss.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. We'll go with that then. Kay. Hi, miss.
Hi.
It's Janae. Yeah. And it's Chamber Chat. I was just trying to look up. I thought I took a picture of... There was kind of a group of items on an auction that's coming up.
Yeah.
I can't find
it. Not coming
up.
It's going
right
on.
Well, I mean, it's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. The finals are not right now, but yeah.
No, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the online auction has officially kicked off yesterday, and people are already bidding away, and there's 42 packages on there.
It's 42 now.
42, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you, yeah. I mean, thank our chamber businesses. They're the ones who made it possible.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's just unbelievable. Like I say, there was a couple that I looked at, and then I really wasn't able to... The goofy thing that I had going on, I probably can do it on this one without a problem, but the goofy thing I had going on, my one at home, it wouldn't let me go to where you would put like a proxy bid.
Oh.
For some reason.
So with that, all
you... Probably was my computer.
So you just would put in your highest bid in that, and then it'll proxy bid for you automatically.
Oh,
so
okay. Take that as the highest bid if it could go lower. I mean, like, you know, let's say it's at $12 and I put a proxy bid of 20, but no one else bids, I'm probably
correct.
13 I'm going to get it for or whatever.
Okay. So if somebody bids back, then it'll just keep automatically bumping you up so you don't have to do that manually.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, well, so a lot of good packages. I mean, we've got everything from Hicks Bus did a luxury on-the-go 8-hour private bus trip for up to 28 people.
Oh, my.
So, you know, I mean, you can do what you will with that.
Yeah.
And then we had Computer Samurai is doing for new customers a 1-year individual support and protection plan.
Oh.
And so you can't beat that.
Right.
We've got, thanks to KLFD, tickets, 4 passes to Nickelodeon Universe, Crayola Universe, and Moose Mountain Mini Golf.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's just kind of all over the place. And then you'll see we have a lot of baskets with wine. We are lucky enough to have some local vineyards around here.
Can I sample before I bid?
No.
No?
No, unfortunately not. You can come take a look at the bottles if you want. I've got them all over at the chamber. So if you want to see any of these packages up close and personal, you can stop by the office
and check
it out.
That might be a way to do it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. All right. Well, that means that you're busy over there.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that's an ambitious goal, I mean, that you guys are looking at. You know, I mean, when you get to 5 figures, that's raising some money.
It is, yeah. So, and of course, we're happy with any amount, to be honest, because it's just that much more that'll help us in kind of creating that professional space over there, which we've been doing for the last year. So.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you have... What just came up here recently, the possibility maybe of a couple more chamber members. I see there's a few new faces around in
Absolutely.
Downtown Litchfield for sure.
Right, yeah. So, of course, any new business, feel free to stop by and check out what it means to be a part of the chamber. But otherwise, we do try to get around and greet those new businesses and see what they have to offer.
Okay. All right. Sounds great. And I know there's even been some business relocation down the street here at the old Family Dollar.
Yes.
That's kind of moving. There was a sale of at least a building along U.S. Highway 12 there as well.
A lot of movement.
Yeah. So that, I'm like, wow. Spring must be coming because that's spring things. Even though this goofy forecast says there might be a little inch or two of snow around here.
Yeah, I don't
We're not going to worry too much about, you know, it because it'll all melt away the next day anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and speaking of melting away and getting out for spring, you also will be getting set up for a chamber golf tournament. I know that's down the road, but I'm just telling you, that's something that as people look at their, oh, let's say their green fees or their schedule for how they're going to golf, you know, there's, I know we have a tournament late August. There is a number of different tournaments. Your tournament will be up before you know it.
I know. Yeah. Monday, June 30th is when we're going to be doing that. So we have chamber member businesses that put together teams and, we're lucky, and we're all lucky enough because for the amount of golf tournaments we have in the area, they all seem to fill up and everybody is so successful. So that speaks a lot to the community.
Right.
But yeah, so we have that coming up. Next week, we will have our chamber social over at the office. So all are welcome. You don't have to be a member to take part. Mm-hmm. We'll have board members, ambassadors, other chamber businesses. And it'll be from 9:30 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So come for a treat and some good conversation. And
there you go.
Check out the new space.
Yep. Like I say, I'll have to put her on autopilot for the last 10 minutes so I can get over there because I'm on till 11 normally. So.
Perfect. Well, I mean, we'll wait around for you.
Okay. All right. Anyway, yeah, that's good. So, yeah, good. Active and busy. And does it seem like the chamber... let's see, how would we call this? The amount of people that you had last year's chamber members, are they rolling in now as re-upping for this year? Is that working well?
Yeah, it is. And something we're kind of looking a little bit more into is how we can support our small businesses better. So that's just something I'm going to continue working on and getting feedback from our small businesses and seeing how we can maybe... restructure some things for them, but
I remember what you know when I was in business and there was just three of us there and it was not a huge business, and then we would look at some of the things that the chamber had to offer, and you know, I mean, I always joined, but it was like there maybe was a little different structure in that,
right? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Marketing dollars are smaller in those small businesses, ironically, the chamber itself, you could consider a small business because our office of two is, you know, within those same numbers.
Are you up to two now?
Yes, but I don't know. I'm officially announce soon, but yes, I will have a coworker here.
Okay.
So that's exciting. But yeah, any way we can support business.
Good. Well, that's the way it ought to be, you know?
Absolutely.
That's the fun way that it keeps on rolling. And, of course, then it, it ends up being that... I think there was a time... You know, I remember back in the... Well, okay, I'm going to date myself. A long time ago, when the Chamber of Commerce was, like, the go-to place if anyone ever came to town, then there was, and then I'm talking about just moving to town, not necessarily a business or anything, and then there was that period of time, kind of as it hit the end of the 90s, early 2000s, when it just kind of was not that important. Right now, with the number of things that go on, with the online presence, everything else, Chamber of Commerce are a wealth of information and really something that people can count on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And just a great location if you have questions or are looking to connect with someone.
Sure.
We have, a wealth of information. Yeah. So absolutely give us a call. And it's not, we get so many calls that aren't even directly related to the Visitors Bureau or the chamber.
But you know where to channel them, don't you?
Yeah, we'll help them out any way we can. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, if people do have questions, let's go ahead and find out where we can get a hold of you and when we can get a hold of you.
Yeah. Litch.com. And phone number is 320-693-8184. Mm-hmm. And office location is 219 North Sibley Avenue. And our typical hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. But, with getting out and about to businesses or the events we have, it's best to either shoot us an email or give us a call to make sure we're there.
And one last time, that little open house that you're going to have.
Absolutely. Next Wednesday. March 26th. From 9:30 to 11 at the chamber office. And just a reminder to get out and bid on that online auction sponsored by Steffes. So
42 packages.
Yeah, I know.
Got to find some interest somewhere.
Something for everybody, for sure.
All right. Janae Preef, thanks for coming in and chatting with us on Chamber Chat.
Thanks for having me.
See you later.